on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time now to talk all things rugby league.
Good morning, Kevy.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Yeah, good, good, good. Mate, I want to get your opinion. What would be the reaction of Manly coach Des Hasler, who eventually gets a home final at Brookvale Oval, and then some bloke's dug a hole in the hill and he's found traces of asbestos? Would you like to break the news to Desi?
No, I'd be filling that hole back in as quickly as I could and just say nothing. Yeah, look, isn't it? Rugby league just keeps throwing up all these puzzles and questions, doesn't it? Asbestos at Brookvale. Well, there you go. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, imagine Scott Penn.
You don't get the money.
It's a huge advantage, isn't it, to have a final at home. It's such a huge advantage, particularly for Manly at Brookvale, their fortress there. And for that now possibly not to be happening, well, has there been any decisions overnight?
Six o'clock today.
Right. Well, they got no option but to take the game elsewhere, haven't they?
You think not. With the liability. I mean, obviously nothing would happen, but you just can't risk it. So it's a little bit of a setback, as if they haven't got enough dramas there, mate. The Cronulla Sharkies, they've eventually got there after that dramatic victory at Leichhardt Oval yesterday with the Robbie Farrow affair, getting the start late before the game. Can they make any sort of impression?
Yeah, I believe they can, certainly. They've got some real quality, haven't they, in their side? They've got a really strong forward pack and then some classy backs as well. But they've had an up-and-down season, haven't they, the Sharks? I think everyone expects them to be pushing for a top-four position.
Yes.
But they've had their troubles as well with injuries and the like. Yeah. And is Matt Morlan, will he be back this week? Is anyone aware of that? I think he's nearly due to come back and start playing as well for them. So
yes,
if he can get back in there as well, that makes him a pretty formidable side.
Yeah, I think he was close this week, Kevy, so you'd think he's even closer next week.
He's been close the week before. So if they're going by that theory, if you're okay to play with a hamstring, give it one more week. Yeah. We're up to that one more week.
Yeah. Hey, Kevy, the fact that Robbie Farrow played his 25 minutes at Leichhardt, okay, so that's great for the fans that turned up. It's a little bit strange, though. One of our callers made a mention of it, and it's a really good point about if he wasn't right to play on Wednesday, how is it that you give him a start 11 minutes before the game?
Well, that was my thoughts as well. I mean, if he's fit and able to play, you'd think he'd be in that side somewhere. So, yeah, but I guess with the injury to Thompson, in the warm-up, which that just was chaotic for the Tigers.
Yeah, and totally.
Luckily enough, Robbie had his boots there. I imagine his locker would be there. He'd have a lot of pair of boots in the locker. So, yeah, it was a strange one. And they never got going yesterday, the Tigers, did they? They didn't handle the occasion too well. I mean, the pictures on Fox were absolutely outstanding of Leichhardt Oval. It just does remind you, of the passion that the Tigers fans have. And my question is, where are these fans every week? I mean, if we could see that every week at Leichhardt, you wouldn't play the games anywhere else, would you?
No, 19,481. Goes against my grain, though, because I believe the West Tigers should move Holus Bolus out to Campbelltown and make the West their home. But that's another issue for another day, Kevy.
Put that in the bag for next year, TK. You'll go one away, mate.
Mate, the other game yesterday, what do you read into it, mate? Penrith 54 over Newcastle 10. 9 tries to 2. Nathan Cleary comes up with 34 points. 4 tries, 9 goals.
Yeah.
Does it mean anything?
Well, it does mean a lot to the Penrith supporters. It gives them some hope, for next year and something to build off. And for the Knights, well, gee, they've got a lot of work to do as well. You know, their attitude yesterday wasn't where it should be, and their fans and all their supporters should rightly feel, bitterly disappointed. I mean, I guess at the start, and we always look, it's easy in hindsight, but at the start of the year, we thought both these two teams, Penrith in particular, would make their way into the eight somewhere. Certainly, Penrith pushing for a top four position, given the hype around what happened in the off-season with the swapping of coaches and all sorts of things. So, yeah, both of those clubs would be waking up today, bitterly disappointed with their season. And also, what Penrith put on yesterday was a masterclass in many ways. I know the Knights weren't up for the fight too much, but certainly Nathan Cleary, when he came up with yesterday, just really did stamp his class, didn't he?
What was your take on the performance of Kalyn Ponga yesterday, most notably defensively?
Yeah, look, most of the nice plays just wasn't in the fixture, wasn't in the game. You know, it's been a big learning curve for Kane in this last month. You know, sometimes you learn more off the field than actually on the field as a rugby league person. And, you know, we keep forgetting the age of Kane as well. He's only 21 or 22 years of age. So a lot of pressure on him, but that comes with the territory, with, you know, the hype and all of the, you know, the contracts and all that, all the information, you know, that goes around being a rugby league player. And if you're getting elite money, well, you know, it's been a really steep learning curve for him, you know, post-Origin. We've got the injury, which kept him out of Origin 3. Forward, it hasn't been such a great time for Kalen. But, you know, but knowing him the way that I do, I'm sure, you know, it'll be a great, as I say, a really steep learning curve for him. And he's a smart young kid. He'll be better for it next year, and certainly much tougher mentally, you know, I believe, which you have to be in the position that he is.
Kevy, I get excited when you see Kalen Ponga down on the team sheet, because just love watching him play. But is he a better player after 25 rounds of the National Rugby League than he was at the start of the season?
Well, that's a good question. Look, I think he's like all of the Newcastle players, that their season was up and down so dramatically from the start of the season, and they got on that run. They won six games in a row. They lose their first four games, didn't they?
They won their first and then lost their next six, I think it was.
Yeah, so, you know, that always puts demons in people's minds about their ability, you know, at this level. And they experimented with him as well, Nathan Brown did, didn't they, in the six jumper, which didn't work. And that would have had some effect on Kalen as well. His first Origin, game one, he was one of the best players on the field.
Correct. Yes.
From there, we didn't get a lot out of, well, certainly the Knights, I'm saying we, but the Knights didn't get a lot out of Kalen football-wise. And, that, you know, when your best players and your key players aren't in the touch and in the form they need to be, it's going to make it hard for the rest of the team.
What's your take on the review of the Dragons football department? Phil Gould has been asked to come in, and we've been talking about it this morning, Kev. Depending on who you read and who you're listening to, there's not going to be a review of the coach, but there's going to be a review of the football department, or there is going to be a review of everything. Can you do a review of a football department and exclude the head coach?
Well, I think they have to. That's he'll be obviously consulted on what his thoughts are. But I don't know. I know Phil Gould not all that well, but well enough to know that he'll give a good, honest opinion of where the Dragons are at. I think his knowledge of the game is second to none. I think his honesty, his brutal honesty. He's got a good relationship with Paul McGregor who coached him many years at Origin level. So I'm sure that he'll be able to be honest enough with Paul and say, well, mate, this is what you're doing well. This is what you need to improve, and this is what you have to do if you want to be, you know, around in the next couple of years coaching at the Dragons. So, I think it's a smart move. Every club does a review regardless of where they finish on the ladder. I mean, we do a review of Origin every year, pretty thorough review. I obviously run some things by other people and get their opinion on things. But certainly some honesty needs to come out of the Dragons from a coaching point of view, and certainly the players as well need to shoulder a lot of the responsibility on why their performances were as they were, because they were, you know, bitterly disappointing as well. They finished 15th. And again, they had their issues throughout the year, certainly on the field and off the field. But Dragons finishing 15th, well, you know, that's not acceptable for their fans, their supporters, their sponsors, everyone.
Unfortunately, mate, Canberra Hudson Young referred directly to the judiciary. That never goes well when you're deferred.
No.
And this is his second eye gouging charge. He's already done 5 weeks for it. He's in some strife.
Well, he is, and I think I heard yesterday Ricky Stewart speaking about it, and he was very honest about it, Ricky, and wasn't trying to defend his player, but all he's looking for is an honest and open judicial hearing, which he'll get. But it was just one of those things that you don't like seeing in the game, regardless of, you know, what people's opinions are. It just doesn't look good. Doesn't look healthy for our game, and that's a disappointing thing.
Billy Walters, mate, he played a couple of games for Melbourne this year. What's happening with Billy in season 2020?
He's still to sort that out just yet, but he played actually yesterday in the Intra Super Day for East, and they beat North up here, so the Devils are done for the year, and he's, believe it or not, next week are playing the Falcons, who are the two feeder clubs of the Melbourne Storm, so that'll be an interesting week in Melbourne this week, with the Storm obviously playing with their big semi-final on Saturday against the Raiders. And then, of course, their two feeder clubs are playing against each other I think that's on Sunday as well. So big week at the Melbourne Storm. Yeah, but Bill's just looking forward to, you know, finishing off the season well, and he's undecided yet next year where he'll actually be playing.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's hope it works out for him, mate, and we look forward to chatting next Monday as well.
Well, that's that cough of mine, TK. It's called finals fever, mate. It's time.
Not bad. Not bad.
I thought you'd been a brookie. I thought you'd been a brookie with the asbestos.
Oh, don't mention that. Thanks, Kevy.
Good on you, boys.